This is the It Ain't It Sis podcast, a podcast where we focus on life's pivots and redirections, relationships, and becoming a boss babe. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and this is a space where honesty, humor, and a whole lot of sass collide. No one has it figured out. So it's completely fine if sometimes it ain't it, sis. Hello, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the It Ain't It Sis podcast. I am Sarah Whitney, your host, and today, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. We have another manifestation slash mindset slash goal setting podcast for you. You know how much I love that. I love always just improving your mental and emotional health. So that's what we did. We are about to do that with Adrienne Finch. I had her on the podcast. She's amazing. She's a podcaster. Her podcast is called Self-Made Mastery. She's a YouTuber. She's a TikToker. She really does it all. She's amazing. She's the sweetest human. I absolutely adore this woman. And I actually recorded this back in January. So I used part of this conversation in my book, Pretty Young, which pre-sale, by the way, is I think officially I'm setting the date as of today, April 1st. So mark that in your calendars and you will get all that information soon. But I actually recorded this, like I said earlier, and this was right after I had COVID. So just a warning, if I sound like I'm out of breath, it's probably because I am, because this was about 10 days after I was diagnosed with COVID and I was still in like recovery mode. So if I sound a little less enthusiastic and like all of that, just like, you know, just be easy on me, okay? I'm sorry, I'm human. I was struggling physically. And yeah, but besides that point, great content. We talk about mindset, goal setting, and manifestation. And obviously, it is March. But I am a firm believer that you can take control of your life at any point in the year. That can be January 1st and that can be December 1st. You can really take control of your life at any time. And it's important to have your mindset on point, your goals on point, your why, which is something we obviously talk about, you know, having a why and a purpose behind the goals that you want to achieve. That's super important. So we talk all about that. We talk a lot about the brain too, and just how cool it is, because let's get real. The brain is so, it's just so fucking cool. We love it. But other than that, be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. Rate and review. Give me 5 stars. I love them. Send them over my way and all of those things. But before we get into the actual episode, I'd love to do my what was it for me and what was not it for me. So what was both it and not it for me? I have like something that lies in the middle and I can't really classify it accordingly. So I ordered CBD gummies in the mail. I actually ordered them from Angie Lee. So if you don't know who she is, she's a big entrepreneur. She has, it's called The Angie Lee Show, which is a really popular podcast. It's like a marketing podcast. And she also has a CBD company. So it's called Soul CBD. And I tried it out. And first of all, the gummies taste good. But here is my dilemma. I'm not sure if I personally like CBD. For those of you who don't know, I have anxiety. So I was like, oh my gosh, I just like need some relief. And so I ordered it and I was like, okay, whatever. We'll try it. I tried it last night. I took one this morning. Actually, I took one an hour ago. It's not this morning. It's 3 p.m. But that's besides the point. So I just took one and I am not sure if I actually feel relaxed, because my overthinking, anxious side is like, oh my gosh, like, is this working? Is it not? And this is also an important part to the story. I have never tried weed before. I don't even know the terminology that you say. I've never smoked weed before, because honestly, purely for the reason of I do not want to be paranoid. I've seen people have panic attacks while they're smoking weed. And for me, that is like the worst possible thing that could ever happen. So I've never tried it. I've never tried a single drug. I'm a hypochondriac also. That's important to note. So I'm like always afraid that I will do something and my mind just like jumps to the worst case scenario. So obviously, I realize that's not good. I'm working through that in therapy. You know, I'm not perfect. Your girl is trying, but that is where I'm at. So I'm not sure if I like CBD. I'm like, do I feel relaxed? Like, I feel like I feel relaxed more so. But also, I maybe am just so accustomed to like my jitters that I have that I'm like, yeah, that's like the adrenaline I need to like work and like do everything. But now I'm like kind of relaxed, I guess. And I'm like, I don't really want to do anything. So I don't know. We shall see, TBT on my experience with CBD. I think they said to take it for multiple days in a row to like get your body accustomed to it, but we shall see. I don't know. So that's like something that lies both in between being in yes and like a no, but something that definitely is it for me is I'm actually going to California tomorrow. I'm driving there and I'm going to see all my best friends and old roommates and I'm so excited. I miss them so much. It's crazy like when you go from living, eating, breathing with someone for 4 years straight. Like I never even went home this summer to Arizona. So I was living, eating, breathing with them to not seeing them at all for like 2 months on end is like, what the hell is this? So I'm so excited. We're going to go on beach walks. We're going to eat tacos. We're going to get margaritas, just like all of the great things. So that is basically a little life update in a nutshell. But other than that, I think it's time to get into the podcast. I'm so excited for you guys to listen. Honestly, so many tangible tips that I think are so important and beneficial for anyone looking to really go after their goals, accomplish their goals, and make sure that we hit the ground running in obviously a healthy way, emotionally, mentally, and all of the things, hit the ground running in 2021, which I know you guys can do. I believe in you. But other than that, let's get into the podcast. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the It Ain't It Sis podcast. Today, I have an amazing guest, Adrian Finch. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. I love being on podcasts and this has been a little bit in the works, I feel like. Had to reschedule a couple times, but I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
I know. For those of you who don't know, you know, I am recovering from COVID. So unfortunately, we had to like switch things around. But you know what? It's a little bit rough start, you know, to the new year. Yeah. But I'm getting right. There.
Yeah. What a way to start. You know, my voice is like, I'm sorry if my voice is a little bit scratchy. I also, not to get off track, but I had COVID in the summer. Not fun. But I swear, like every little symptom that I feel now, it's been like 6 or 7 months, I'm like, is this a side effect of like having had COVID? Like, is my voice always just scratchy because I had COVID? And anyway, we don't need to talk about that, but I feel you and I'm glad you're feeling a little bit better.
Oh, thank you. You know, they say like a scratchy voice makes you like sound sexier. Ooh, so just think of it that way.
I've heard that. So I might run with that one.
Honestly, I would. So I don't think I have that symptom. So
not yet. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Maybe it'll come in the future. But I'd love it if you could just kind of introduce yourself because you are a woman of many talents. You do TikTok, ooh, YouTube, have an amazing podcast. And I'd love it if you could just tell everyone, you know, what you do.
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you. Yeah. So I mean, long story short, I grew up in Seattle. I moved to Los Angeles for college and I went to film school. So I always loved entertainment, but wasn't quite sure like where I would fit in there and what I wanted to do. So I went to film school and majored in screenwriting and minored in business. I was always very like into kind of business and marketing. And I didn't know like why or where it came from because it kind of just came naturally to me, which was cool, obviously, but very strange and random. So what was super cool about kind of the start of my career was that social media was, you know, had been around for, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. I think I started doing internships in like entertainment. And so it was around, but it was not like huge by any means. It was like, I mean, it was big, but not anything like it is now. So it was kind of in my mind, like on the rise. And what was so cool, it was just such a unique time to be like sort of starting social media. I actually ended up getting this job in college where my role was to like post on Facebook about these events we were having. And it was like, that was my social media manager role. And like, I just learned all these things about social media so quickly. And it basically just got me really intrigued with the whole like, oh, you can kind of be an entertainer and like create your own content and post it, but you can also, you're in charge of like the business side and the marketing side. And for someone like me, that was like so cool because I actually loved both. So I loved being able to like perform and create videos. I started YouTube at the end of college, but then I also loved the thought of like trying to get a following and trying to like build a brand and build a business. And so basically that kind of just led one thing into another. I had a bunch of different like internship experiences in college, both with like bigger film studios and also kind of smaller digital companies. So I was sort of right there in the cusp of like digital becoming huge. And so anyway, fast forward, that's kind of like the backstory. I've been doing YouTube full time. So creating weekly videos full time on YouTube for like almost 6 years now, or not full time that entire time, but like I started my channel 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then it's probably been full time for like four, which is crazy and so cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you. I never expected, like, I just never knew. It's crazy how far it has just come, like social media, even since I started. And I was kind of in this second wave of like creators that were starting. But now, you know, it's a lot more like mainstream, I guess. Like my parents now understand like, oh, people are YouTubers or Instagram influencers or whatever. But when I started, it was a little bit like, what is she doing for a living? Does she have a job? I'm confused. Like, what's happening? Anyway, I did YouTube forever. And then, yeah, the podcast that I started it about 2 years ago now. And really like having to build a business and kind of be an entrepreneur and understand the ins and outs of like the back end of creating content and how much really goes into the business side. I was just so eager to start helping other people, not just with social media, but start helping other people to see that like there are so many potential ways that they can monetize their passions nowadays mm-hmm. with technology. And I just think I meet so many people who are just unhappy in their jobs, unhappy in their career trajectories, but like don't do anything about it. And so I just wanted to start like telling people and helping people understand that there are more options out there for your life and that you can take control and like discover some of these options. So I started the Self-Made Mastery podcast. It's all about mindset and kind of business and just, you know, like feeling empowered to go create your own success. And then TikTok, sorry, almost done with this.
Okay. I love it.
So TikTok was so funny because over all the years, it's always been like, okay, what's the platform? Like, where should we all be creating content? And obviously there've been all these new platforms. And so obviously TikTok has been around for a while as Musical.ly and whatever. But end of 2019, my friends were like, oh my God, Adrian, TikTok, blah, blah, blah. It's becoming big. Like, you should do it. And I was like, yo, I have so much on my plate. No, I'm not taking on another platform. I don't care. I can't. So I was like, no.
Totally. You sound like me.
Yeah. Was totally sleeping on it. And I knew, I was like, okay, this really could be an opportunity. But my brain was like, I cannot handle another thing that is like business oriented. I need to just like, maybe I'll do it for fun. I don't know. Anyway, fast forward to 2020 with like COVID and quarantine and, you know, lo and behold, I got bored and I was like, haha, TikTok's funny. This is great. Like, I think it's so entertaining. So I started making videos and then it was purely for fun. And I think that's almost why it like popped off so much, because I actually was just organically like having fun and mm-hmm. not thinking about the business side so much. And it just like popped the heck off last year, 2020. And so here I am today. I make TikTok videos. I still make YouTube videos a little bit less frequently because I'm really focused on like my podcast now and kind of that side of the business. So that was a really mm-hmm. long background, but
no, I loved it. Yeah, no, well, I mean, that's why I think social media is so amazing, because it gives people a voice and a platform that, you know, they might have not had before, mm-hmm. which can be like both a good and bad thing.
Totally.
But,
oh yeah.
But for your case, it's obviously like a good thing. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned how, you know, for your podcast, you do a lot of manifestation and it's called Self-Made Mastery.
Yeah.
For some reason, that was like a tongue twister.
I know, it's a little bit of a tongue twister. It used to be called Self-Made CEO, and I actually changed the name to Self-Made Mastery because people kept thinking it was like me interviewing CEOs. And I was like, no, that's not. I mean, I sometimes did, but yeah, so Self-Made Mastery.
No, well, I love that. And I'd kind of love to, like, I guess, touch more on your podcast side and, you know, everything that kind of like goes into manifestation, goal setting. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's the beginning of the year. A lot of people, that's kind of on the forefront of their mind. And I think it's never too late.
Never
to start
too late. Oh, yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, I guess just starting off, I'd love to know just what is your 2021 looking like?
Ooh.
Like, how do you envision that for you?
Yeah. So, I mean, to be honest, every single year of my life, I've put so much pressure on myself to like have my goals already, like January 1st, let's go. And every year, just year after year, I just disappoint myself. And so mm-hmm. over the years, I have like, and we'll get into this in later on, but over the years, I've really been like, I almost want to say like studying and researching, like, why is it that we can create these visions and these goals and just like not do anything about it, or just not know how to, or just, you know, write it down and then lose motivation. Like, why do we as humans, why are we wired to do that? And I've looked into that over and over and over. Anyway, so we'll get into that. But in terms of my 2021, what I really tried to do this year was like, first of all, let myself chill for a second in January, because I feel like January needs to be that transition month where I'm kind of like coming off the holidays, getting back into the swing, but also sort of discovering what I want my routine to be and what I want my year to look like instead, and getting into that routine instead of like immediately putting pressure on myself first week of January to be like, you better be perfect. Like, no, that's not reasonable. I need to like figure out like, what am I wanting to do? Like, you know, everyone feels a little more motivated to be like a little healthier, a little bit, you know, more whatever, doing more work. I don't know. So I've already noticed in the first 2 weeks just like where my attention's been and what I've been motivated to do. And so I actually have not made my goals yet or done like a vision board, which I'm going to do on like tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I do know that my 2021, I mean, there are so many things that I envision happening, but I think the biggest thing that I want to really focus on and manifest and just like put my energy towards is really building and expanding this podcast side of my business. And we'll talk later too, I'm sure, about like why it's important to know like why you want certain goals. I think that's another big thing is in the past, I've just created goals and kind of like, oh, because why wouldn't I want to grow my business, or why wouldn't I want to increase my income? But without knowing like quite literally what that's going to do for you, like why, what is it going to do for you to grow your business? And this year, I feel like I have so many more specific motivators that are like making me want to grow it. And so I feel way more confident that like I can hit that goal. So really 2021, I want to like stay calm and just stay like, I honestly just want to keep my mental health like in check and really give myself like a little bit of a, what's the word? Just, I want to forgive myself and give myself time and just realize that we're in such a crazy like blip in the universe right now in terms of everything going on. Like everyone's like 2020's in the past. I'm like, yeah, but at the same time, we're still dealing with all of this stuff. We're still in a global pandemic. So I really just want to like be patient, you know, and just like relax and realize that like the stakes are not very high. Like, okay, I have time to do things. There are more important things happening in the world. But that being said, I think when you do relax like that and kind of let the, like let go of the outcome of things is sort of when that stuff flows freely into your life.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
long-winded answer, but.
No, well, I mean, I completely agree, because usually, I mean, I think this is also like generally for people, especially when it comes to New Year's resolutions,
you
know, the first thing most people think at least is, you know, like losing weight or something. Yeah. And I remember just like every January, it's so many people in the gym. And then, as you go throughout the year, you notice like less and less people.
Yep.
And I feel like people forget the fact that like, not only are we still living through a pandemic, even though, you know, some people like to, like you mentioned, to forget the fact that we are, even though we're in a different year, the fact that like life is not a sprint, but it's like a marathon too.
Yeah. Totally. I love that. It's so true. And you're so right. I remember, oh my gosh, every single year, same exact thing. Like in college, it would be like, okay, January, everyone's in the gym. Like it's crowded. You can't get a bike or a machine or like, and like, yeah, it falls off. And honestly, that intrigued me. And that's kind of what I was saying about having done a little bit more like research into why are we wired to kind of like fall off like that. And it's one thing that I have really learned and noticed is that when we go out to make a goal, set a goal, or like make a change in our lives, or create a new habit, or like do something that's huge, like I want to lose weight or I want to be healthy, like what we don't remember to, or I guess no one really teaches us to think this way, is that we have to genuinely change like who we are to become that person that has the drive and motivation to do that. Like just wanting the result, I've learned, is not actually enough motivation. And I used to think like, oh, but I so want to like be healthy. I so want to look this way or whatever. And it never got me to actually, I still wouldn't do it. Or like, I want to wake up earlier. I seriously do. I end up like super upset and just like anxious when I wake up too late. So that's enough reason to want to like wake up earlier. And then my alarm goes off and my brain is like, all I want to do is stay in bed. Right. And I was like, I don't get it. Why is this happening? Like what's happening here? And I really just realized how much it's like, you have to like change who you are and what your actions are every single day need to change. Not just, oh, I'm going to build this one habit. It's like, we need to be making small daily changes that lead to this bigger like change in who we are as a person. Yeah. That's kind of complicated, but I've learned that.
True, though, because like I was listening to another podcast and I'm like super into like manifestation the goal setting, which is obviously like kind of like the topic of what we're talking about. And you have to actually like change your neural pathways. And you know, with every habit, you know, daily, bit by bit, like you get a little bit better, or you kind of like grow into the direction that you hopefully are wanting to grow. So I mean, I completely agree with that. You can't just want it. You kind of have to like become the thing that you want.
And I think that a lot of people don't have that knowledge. I didn't for a really long time. It's not just it's out there, but you have to kind of look to really read the science behind what is going on in our brains. And yes, like neuroplasticity, the ability to actually rewire and reprogram our thinking and our brains and our reactions and our habits, it goes deeper than just wanting a change. It's like, yes, it's the exactly what you said. It's those small little things that end up rewiring our brains to either like the thing or to, you know, almost feel a high, like a rush of dopamine of like, oh, you feel good when you're doing it. Those types of things change your brain, like, and actually kind of, I like to say, like, trick you into like doing a thing. So there's all these different, I guess what I would like to call like brain hacks. There are all these different little strategies for how you can actually do that, like how you can rewire your thinking so that when you have a goal, you can actually be like, okay, but how am I going to like brain hack this and actually train myself to like it? And there's a couple different like strategies if we end up getting into those, but it's so fascinating to me. Like, I love this topic because I never knew how much more complex our brains are, obviously, than we think. Like, we're like, oh, cool. Like, I'm super motivated to get healthy. And then like 2 weeks go by and you just lose your motivation. And that's a cycle over and over and over. It's crazy.
Exactly. No, it's crazy. And there's so many amazing, amazing books on like this topic too. I'm currently reading, actually. I think it's called Change Your Brain, Change Your Life by Dr. Amen.
Okay, I need to read that.
It's so great. But you were kind of mentioning it too earlier on about like goal setting and everything. And I know in one of your, I think it was one of your more recent podcasts, you mentioned kind of the golden rules of goal setting. And I figure since it is fairly into the new year, you know, what are those golden rules? Because I actually don't really know necessarily, and I could definitely use information.
Yeah, I would love to share. And yes, it was a very recent episode. So each year I have done kind of a goal setting type of episode. But what I found was that, so you guys will find so many different strategies and techniques out there for how best to set your goals, right? And I really encourage you all to try different things and really figure out what resonates with you, because at the end of the day, it's your journey and it's, you know, what works for me might not work for you. But I ended up kind of having a strategy that ended up working for me year after year a lot better than ever before in my life. And so I ended up kind of re-uploading that episode onto my podcast for 2 straight years because I was like, this is still relevant. So I have one episode that goes through like step by step how I believe is the best way to set goals that you'll actually achieve. So that's actually a kind of a separate thing. So in terms of like the golden rules of goal setting, the reason I did this episode, and I'll tell you what they are in 1 second, is just because these I feel are kind of universal sort of like best practices. Like, no matter what strategy you're choosing to adopt when you create goals, these are things that I have found over the years are very, very important to know and to like just be aware of when you're setting goals. So the first one, and some of them sound very like, you know, cliche or obvious, but when you really like stop for a second and think about how important it is, you realize like, okay, like this is cliche because everyone says it because it's important, like really is. So the first one is actually what we kind of just were talking about, which is like really focusing, like shifting your focus from just that end result. So that shiny object or that like, you know, dollar figure or that end result as your goal, shifting from thinking of it as an end result to actually thinking of it as the process of getting there and as the daily changes and habit changes and just like little things that you're doing. So something as small as like when we are writing our goals, we want to envision that end result because that's where we want to get to. But we need to focus more on actually the route we're taking to get there. And I've noticed huge change when I've stopped just looking at like the end shiny object and not only like built an actual kind of action plan to get there, but also really focusing on each of those little steps to get there. Because I feel like that's where you will, again, like we just talked about, like that's where the most progress will be made, is when you do like little actions every single day. Because honestly, we give ourselves sometimes too much credit. It's really hard for us to make a major change in our lifestyle. Yeah. Like diet and exercise is the easiest example to always talk about, I think, because again, it's really popular and it's hard to change. It's something that we want to change.
Definitely.
And it's hard. So for that, for example, you know, you could have the goal of, I want to be healthier or I want to lose like however many pounds, right? And that's so great, you know, to have that goal and to focus on that. But if you don't decide, okay, this means I need to go to the gym X number of times a week, or this means I need to get more sleep, or this means I need to drink a little bit more water. It's not just, oh, this means I need to have like three really intense, like 3 hour long gym sessions a week, because frankly, that's actually not what's going to create the change. What's going to create the change is, even if you start working out for 15 minutes a day, you're getting your mind in that habit and in that, like, you're getting used to doing it, and then you can actually build on that. So I think just best practice number one, focus a little bit more on the process and the actual like daily habits and changes, the small ones, versus just focusing on that end result.
Yeah. And I would think too, like, I have been listening a lot of people say it's about celebrating kind of the journey rather than just the destination.
It is.
I think that kind of like goes into what you were just saying, because it's so important to also enjoy what you're doing rather than like hate every moment of it. You know, life's too short for that.
Totally. And how much more rewarding is that end result when you are like, wow, I really like overcame all these obstacles. I really like, I was disciplined. I did this. I stuck to this. It feels so much better getting to a result when you feel like you earned it and you really feel like you like did what you needed to do. And another reason why I think focusing on the process is so important, and I think people don't talk about this one as much, is because things don't always go according to plan. And what I mean by that is that can be good and bad, right? Like, things cannot go according to plan in a bad way where you're like, oh my God, shoot, I don't know why I keep thinking of such extreme examples, but imagine that you're like, I want to be an Olympic runner and that's your goal. And then let's say you get in a car accident and your lower half of your body's paralyzed. I don't know why I chose such an extreme example, but imagine something like that. Like, okay, so that's obviously a huge, I mean, so terrible and like definitely something that got in your way, a roadblock, something that didn't go according to plan. But imagine how much better it is when you are focusing on each little thing. Okay, let's go away from that example for a second and think about how that can also be a good thing when things don't go according to plan. Sometimes along the way of getting to a journey, you'll find yourself changing course or wanting to change course. So your end result actually may end up being something different, and it's something that you decided and learned and realized along the way. But if you're just going straight through that process just to get to the end, and the stakes are so high in the sense that you're like, I need this. I like, if I don't get this, like I'm going to be so upset and all these things, then you're not like, you're not stopping to really like welcome the things that the universe is also like trying to show you and trying to give you. So you're not stopping to really like soak in what is meant to be happening at the time. And I use the example of, for me, like 5 years ago, I would have never in a zillion years thought that I would have a podcast talking about like success and business and careers and, you know, like never, never, never thought it. But along the process, so I had the goal of being like a full-time YouTuber and, or, you know, doing, you know, creating content full-time. And along that road, like I did hit that goal, but along the road, I also realized so much how I think I had a higher purpose than just that. And I think it was to help other people create those types of like lives for themselves where they're happy and they love their job and all that. So it's like, if I had just breezed right by that and been like, no, I just need this and I don't care about anything else, and I wasn't really soaking in and listening to myself and observing and being aware, I don't think I would have even started this podcast. Like, I would have never known, right?
Yeah. And it's so funny too, because I think oftentimes like we are the ones standing in our own way.
Oh, yeah.
And like, you know, like you said, you never imagined you having like a podcast, and like, look at where you are. And you are still doing like YouTube, obviously, but you know, you're doing all these other amazing things. And I think so often if we have like such a narrow view of how life, quote unquote, should be like, we miss out on all of like the beautiful things, like you said, like the universe kind of wants to give us.
Absolutely.
But we're like so, I guess, paralyzed of like some kind of weird fear of our perfect plan that like, we push it away.
Exactly. And that's why, like, I've learned we can get too extreme sometimes, like where, and it's hard, like it's our human nature. So it's not like, oh, something's wrong with you. It's like when we are fixated on something that we want, we end up stressing about not getting it, or, you know, the stakes are just higher. And if you can just create a goal as like a benchmark of, okay, here's where my process is going to take me. But hey, if it takes me somewhere else, cool. Like I'll know that I wanted that. Like you get to choose. And that's the beauty. Like you can decide if you want to go off course or stay the course. Like that's up to you. And I like to say, I actually heard this in Jenna Kutcher's podcast called Goal Digger. She said she likes to think about setting, like goal setting, like a road trip. You have your final destination and you know where that is. You have the map, but you have to choose the route to get there. And you have to choose, you know, what music do you want to listen to? And where do you want to get snacks? And where do you want to stop? How long do you want to take? And like, you have to choose that, but you can still end up at your final destination. But it's up to you to choose like how you want to get there and to focus on that part. Because when you choose to go on a road trip, unless you're like moving, it's usually because you're going to make the driving part fun. Like you're going to stop places and you're going to do things. You're not just like trying to get there. So I thought that was just a fun little like analogy, because it's kind of like, yeah, if you're like treating your goals like a road trip, like, hey, along the way, getting there is also going to be very rewarding and very fun. And like each little accomplishment and milestone, though it is leading me to this final thing, it's still an accomplishment. And then of course, as you know, those types of accomplishments and feeling good and like not stressed, not anxious, but having like positive emotion tied to accomplishing things, it just like exponentially increases your motivation to keep going and to do more. It's like it just fuels. It's kind of like when you're at the gym and you feel skinny one day and then you're like, cool, I'm going to work out tomorrow too.
Yeah, exactly. I love that example that you used too, because it's so funny though, like just living throughout life, meet people and you can just tell when they have been so focused in on this quote unquote like goal that they have. And you can tell that they are not happy in life and that they haven't been able to, you know, celebrate along the way. And I think it's so important to, you know, have that little road trip to your goals because, you know, at the end of the day, like, why are you doing that? And kind of switching gears a little bit, I know you mentioned the golden rule of goal setting. And I wanted to know, like, what is a example of a bad goal? How can you kind of like turn that around and change your mindset in order to make it a better goal?
Yeah. Well, you touched on something really great a second ago, which is like that sometimes people who are fixated on that goal aren't happy. And I think what I've noticed about that, and this ties into kind of like, I want to say there are no bad goals, and I'll say this in a second, but that ties into this because essentially what I notice also is that those same people who are not super happy and are like striving after one goal, oftentimes they are the same type of people who believe that achieving that one thing is going to be responsible for their happiness. Like, oh, well, if I can make this much money, I'll be fine. If I do this, it'll be fine. Like, but I'm not there yet. And what people also fail to realize is that that bar keeps getting higher and higher. Like as soon as you get there, you're going to just want that next thing. And that's the way that our minds work. We want more. Like we are wired to want more and to do better, which is a really good thing. But it has to be in a healthy way. And so in terms of like, what's a bad goal or, you know, is there one? How can we change it into a better goal? No goal is bad, because I think like you really should dream big and you should desire whatever you want to desire and you can get there. I truly believe you can, no matter your circumstance, no matter your background. But it's more about like, what is the reason for you wanting this goal? And is that reason going to hold up? Is that reason going to be the right reason that can actually get you there, or is it not? And so, like we were just saying, you know, a maybe not so great reason could just be like that you believe that if you get there, all your problems will be solved. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's just not true. And that's just not going to be true. And even if all your current problems are solved, new problems are going to arise. And that's life, right? So I think it's kind of like what you can really do to create the best possible types of goals is make sure that you are creating doing goals rather than being goals. So actionable goals. So not just like, I want to be healthy, right? Because that's a fine goal. The problem is that then when you kind of work backwards to say, okay, what am I going to do to be healthy? It's just like not going to resonate as much with you as maybe an action goal. Like I want to, whatever it is that your action kind of goal is, like I want to be healthy versus I want to live a healthy, active lifestyle every single day. It's something as simple as a wording change. And the reason why is that then you can kind of think of those little goals along the way and little steps. And you can think, okay, what are things that I can do? What are actions I can take every day to actively live this lifestyle? So it's not that when you get to the end, you're done. Mm-hmm. You're not like, cool, I'm healthy now. Yeah. No, it's like to be healthy, you have to do things for your whole life. It's not just like
maintain it.
Yes, you have to maintain it. You're not just going to, okay, cool, I'm healthy and now I'm done. So I think that little shift in wording when you guys are writing down your goals, if you can make sure that they are doing goals, things that you can do and things that you will continue to do versus just being or like goals like that. Now, that's not to say you can't have goals that are like financial or, you know, material. That's totally fine. Everyone wants, you know, more money and more things. And for those types of goals, you can absolutely still have financial goals and say like, I want to make, you know, this much money. My biggest recommendation for that is kind of twofold. When it comes to manifestation, one of the biggest mistakes people make is when they try to manifest money. And the reason why is because money is merely an exchange for a thing that you want. So when you're manifesting, you actually need to be manifesting the thing on the other side of money. So you need to get really, really, really clear about what you want the money for. And that's so hard to understand because we're all like, no, but like we want money. And like, duh, we all want money. But if you can get really, really, really clear about what you actually want, what are you going to spend the money on and focus on that, not the money, then not only are you able to take kind of better inspired action, but you're not cutting off your other opportunities to get that same goal. Let's say your goal is to be able to travel once a year to a foreign country, right? Or like that's where you want to get. So maybe you're thinking like, I want to make X number of dollars because you know, okay, cool, then I can afford to travel. But with manifestation and kind of like allowing these types of things into your life by way of the law of attraction, if you are focused on the money, you are cutting off all the other potential ways that you could get there. Mm-hmm. You could have to go on a work trip to somewhere cool. You could get invited by a friend. You could win a free trip. You could get sent by some, you know, like there are all these different ways that you could actually travel to a foreign country without paying money. So, or without it being only because you earned more money. So when you're focused on the money, you're cutting off the other possibilities. So that's, I think those are like huge ones, is just the best way to write down a goal is making sure it's actionable and not just a way of being, not just if you do have a material goal, make mm-hmm. sure that you write down, you know, 3 to 5 kind of like mini goals that sort of can get you there. Yeah. I love talking about money, manifesting money, because I think that's a huge goal for a lot of people is like, I want to make more money and I love it. And I think we all should want that. But it's about getting very, very clear about what it's for, because that's what's going to drive you. When you're feeling not motivated, just the thought of money isn't enough. Money's great, but like just when you're in bed and you're like, oh, I don't want to go to work or whatever, just thinking, okay, but money, not enough, doesn't have meaning. It's just a currency. It's just a form of exchange. If you're thinking, oh my God, but all I want to do is see the look on my mom's face when I show her that I paid off her mortgage. Like, oh my God, I already have chills and I'm just making up an example. But it's like, those are the things that will motivate you.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a lot of times you were kind of mentioning it a little bit, but self-limiting beliefs also kind of go into like, I know money mindset, and I've looked a lot into it because I mean, at the moment, not necessarily raking in the dough, but trying to manifest getting a bigger paycheck than I am currently. And I think a lot of times for me, not only have I tried to, or I've had to at least switch my mindset from, you know, money to like, you know, what kind of actionable goals am I going to take in order to make that? And you know, what exactly am I going to do with that money? But I'm also like currently even trying to switch my mindset from the limiting beliefs that I have. And I think as women too, a lot of times surrounding money compared to men, there's like a huge disparity terms of like our mindset about money. I think realizing that, you know, like I am worthy of getting a big paycheck and I'm worthy of having that huge, big CEO position, despite the fact that, like, you know, we live in a society where I think it's out of like all of the Fortune 500 companies, it's 4.6% of those CEOs are female.
Oh my gosh.
I know. It's literally insane.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's huge. And like, you know, that's a whole topic in itself, kind of like when you are manifesting and changing your mindset to be aware of limiting beliefs you might have. I mean, that's huge. That's so big. And if you guys who are setting goals can also keep that in the back of your mind and maybe start to really reflect and become aware of what those could be that you have, it's also very helpful. Because I know, like, I actually didn't realize that I had not a super great relationship with money until like a couple years ago. And I didn't understand like what was creating these kind of like restrictions. Why was I like hesitating to ask for more? Why was I feeling so weird about money? And then when I really kind of dug deep and like looked into my past and looked into things that can happen subconsciously, like things that you're told, and again, this is a whole nother topic, so we don't have to get into it, but you know, things that you're told when you're a child and you might not even remember, those all affect the way that you think about things and the beliefs that you have. And it's so important to get real with yourself about those.
Yeah, I know. Your mind is like such a crazy thing. And it you know, is. Especially subconsciously. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's like, we could get into so much, but we're not coming through right now. But kind of like going off of that though, I mean, it is great to visualize your goals. And you were mentioning the power of, you know, writing down actionable goals and all of that. But I was curious, like in your opinion, what do you do in order to visualize your goals? Mm-hmm. Do you do like a lot of, I know you mentioned you're going to make a vision board, but do you like meditation?
Yeah, great question. And again, this is something that's very much like for each person, it's different what works for them. I'm someone who has a really, God, it's so ironic. Given what I do and what I talk about, I am so bad at meditating. Oh my God.
Me too.
I'm so bad because I have ADHD and I'm just like, me sitting there, see, okay, you and I,
I get it. It's like, impossible.
It is so hard. And I, let me tell you about the fact that I've tried to set the goal. I've given myself, I've done every brain hack in the world. And I will admit it's my own fault. I just have been like, but I've tried to like, okay, I'll do a 30-day meditation challenge. All I have to do is meditate for 5 minutes a day minimum. Like, oh, that's easy. I can do it. And honestly, I just didn't do it. I don't think I was interested enough. I don't know. But meditating has really just never been it for me. I still believe that I can change that if I genuinely want to. I think I just haven't wanted to badly enough. So
no,
I haven't.
I'm with you. I could try. But I feel like I have better things to do with my
That's where I'm at. And don't get me wrong. Like, I know the research. I mean, I know how freaking valuable like meditation is and just breathing and calming down. And like, I know that I need to one day and I will. But for now, I haven't.
Today's not the day.
Yeah, today's not the day. But that being said, I will say that I think for me, what works really well is visuals. So, and I have a whole podcast episode on like kind of the science behind like why vision boards work and what the whole deal is with them. So for me, I do like creating visuals. And the best thing to do for a visual is have either like a physical board. For me, I actually like to have it digitally. I like to have like iPhone wallpapers or computer wallpapers. The reason being that you want to be looking at this thing, or if it's like, if you're writing down words, you want to be like reading it or whatever, you know, often, but you don't need it to be so consciously like there. Like, you don't need to sit down in front of your vision board every single day and look at it and then close your eyes. You can, and that is so helpful, but you don't actually need to do that. It can be as simple as your brain just sees it subconsciously. Like, you walk by a wall where it is and you see it, you glance at it. And even if you don't have a single conscious thought about that vision board when you walk by, your subconscious part of your mind has seen it and is actually like taking it into account and realizing that you should focus on it because you're seeing it so often. So that's kind of how you start like manifesting and bringing those opportunities about, is that that part of your brain, which I always like do this and get into the science, but literally in one sentence, the reticular activating system, which is the part of your brain that's in charge of filtering your reality to show you what's important. So when there are all these sounds and all these noises and things we're seeing and things we're feeling and all these things happening at once, there's all this stimuli in the world, right? When we're just walking around the street, we have a part of our brain that is controlling that. And it's because if we heard and focused equally on every little noise, like a bird chirping, like we go insane. We would not be able to function. So this same part of your brain that filters your reality and shows you what's important, it sounds crazy, but that's literally what it's doing. You can train that part to focus on the thing that's on your vision board, right? So you do that by subconsciously just noticing it day after day after day after day, and having symbols. The visuals should be symbols that you know what they mean. So like when you subconsciously see it, you know what it represents. Your brain, your conscious and subconscious knows what it represents. So for me, I really like visuals. I like vision boards. I will recommend, I do think that people should like take some actual intentional time, like even if it's not every day, like once a week, and actually just kind of like, you know, sit in their thoughts and just really visualize the emotion that you'll feel when you have the goal, right? So back to the why, it's like, for me, like, okay, if I can envision like the feeling that I'll have when I see my mom like open this paycheck of whatever. Like those are things that really take it to the next level too, when you can actually embody that literal emotion. Because our brains do not know the difference between reality and like your dreams or your daydreams or your meditations. So when it's insane. Like when you actually sit there and try to like pretend you're somewhere or pretend you're like feeling something, like, oh, I feel like I'm like petting a dog. Like you can literally feel like you're petting a dog. Like you can trick yourself to think that you are.
No, it's crazy. And I, you know, recently heard someone say, what you think is true. And I mean, it sounds so simple. And, you know, I've taken so many like philosophy classes with like Socrates and Aristotle, and they say kind of like basically similar things to that. And in college, I was thinking like, yes, but no. And like now, you know, after really looking into the brain and manifestation, goal setting and all of that, like it is so true. And, you know, so what you think is true. And I mean, that's why it's important to also be like consuming good content.
Oh yeah.
Which is could go into another completely
exactly topic, exactly. But yeah, that's so important. It's so huge what you are consuming, who you are around, the types of ideas you're getting. Yeah, you are totally like, you believe thoughts become things and things are already thoughts, and it's all connected. It's all like the power of our mind is insane. And what I always like to say too to people who are skeptical or just starting out or whatever is like, I hate this phrase. I need to come up with a new way to say this because I don't like it, but it's like fake it till you make it. And what I mean by that is I don't mean like don't be genuine and whatever. But what I mean is like if you're sitting there and you genuinely believe that you are just like never going to succeed, like you're just feeling down about yourself and you're like, I'm not capable. I don't know. And you actually believe that, because sometimes, you know, when you're starting out, like you might really think that. And like it takes a while to have the confidence to be like, no, I can do better. Right. But if you literally just start saying to yourself the opposite, like even if you don't believe it yet, that's what I mean when I say fake it. Like if you're like, I'm capable of anything, I can make all the money in the world. My mom used to tell me when I was a kid to just like say positive things out loud. And I was literally, my parents are psychologists though. So I didn't realize till I was older. I was like, mom, what the heck? That's not going to make my stomach ache go away. And she's like, just don't think about it. Just say like, I feel good. And I'm like, are you on drugs? Like, no. And then I learned like after, you know, doing more and more research on the things we're talking about, like, oh, it's a very, very real thing. You can trick your own self by just saying it out loud, by thinking it. You can like trick your own mind and body to be like, oh yeah, your stomach doesn't hurt. Like, it's crazy. So it's really important.
It's so crazy. I mean, my mom, like she did the same thing. She's always like, just say, look in the mirror and say you feel healthy and you'll be fine. Yeah. I know. And I would get so mad. I'm like, what are you talking about? I feel terrible. But
me and you, I'd get so mad. I'm like, you don't believe me. You don't understand. But it does help. It helps so much.
It does. But I mean, the power of the mind is just insane. And obviously, like we've been talking about, it goes obviously into, you know, goal setting and manifestation. Mm-hmm. And you're definitely a person who I look to when, you know, wanting to learn more about the mind and manifestation and goal setting and all that. So I loved having you on the podcast.
Yeah,
and
thank you.
Yeah, of course. But I mean, as we kind of wrap up, how can everyone find you on social media?
Totally. Well, thank you for having me. This is awesome. It is one of those things where I'm like, God, we could talk for hours about this stuff.
I know, seriously.
But yeah, so I'm all over social media, just searching Adrienne Finch should kind of bring it up. I do kind of different things on different platforms. So if you're into this mindset stuff and business and all of those topics, my podcast, Self-Made Mastery, is really the place to be. Like, listen, if I'm confident about any of my content, it's that. I'm like, this is good. I re-listen to my own episodes to remind myself to like get a better mindset about something. So not to, you know, intensely self-promo, but really I do find that the podcast is extremely helpful. So you can find that anywhere that podcasts exist. I'm also about to launch a kind of subscription-based like membership where for a low fee, you can kind of access the rest of this community and as well as me in ways that are live, like live little workshops and little you know, things where I can answer more specific questions from people in real time, because I have a hard time keeping up with DMs, but I'm launching that in like a week or so. So that'll be
awesome
up on my Instagram and all that. But yeah, anywhere on social media.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Adrienne, again for coming on. Loved this conversation and loved talking to you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, guys, that is the end of today's podcast. I hope you absolutely loved it, learned a lot, and are now motivated to crush your goals. I know you can do it. I'm here cheering you on the sidelines. And make sure to follow Adrienne on Instagram. I also linked all of her information down in the show notes below, so be sure to check that out. But other than that, I hope you all have a great rest of your day and week, or whenever you're listening to this. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, guys.